Have you seen the Tony the Tiger in the new commercials?
Yeah, I think. I mean, he looks okay.
No, he looks fucking weird. He's bald.
He's bald.
Yes. Haven't you seen the new commercials?
No.
I didn't think he looked bald.
I mean, yes, he's changed a bunch of times through the years.
No, the old commercials were different. This commercial looks like he's bald with big ears.
It's like Jean-Luc Picard, Tony the Tiger,
yeah,
or what?
Yeah, you're talking about like...
Big ears with a bald... With bald. No.
Well,
no.
He's older, man. Give him a break.
Well, yeah, but give him some hair, shit.
Jeez, he's got a fucking receding hairline.
No, there's no receding, damn it. It's just bald.
He didn't look bald. I mean, things change with time, Adam. I mean,
I understand that, but he looks weird.
The Trix Rabbit, the Lucky Charms guy, the Golden Grahams bear, they're all going to be different.
They're Honey Smacks now, not Sugar Smacks.
Yeah. All right. Let's start the show.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
You can do the intro if you want.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
You interrupted.
Oh, do it again. Sorry. This is 3 beers and a mic.
Estamos haciendo el 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3BAM Podcast.
Okay, this is 3BAM Podcast.
This is a 3BAM Podcast.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
3BAM Podcast.
3BAM Podcast. 3BAM
Podcast. 3BAM
Podcast. This is a 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 3 Beers and a Mic podcast. We are here in November, a week before Thanksgiving. And we are going to be talking about a lot of really cool stuff. We got some streaming news. We got some Disney Plus, Mandalorian, some movies we've been watching, video games we've been playing, things we're looking forward to for the Christmas season, and all that jazz. So it's going to be a really good episode. Thank you for joining us. And as always, I have Adam in front of me. Say hello.
Hello. They can't see you, Adam.
Yeah, I think you know how this goes. There's no camera in here.
We're not streaming.
Yeah, there's not a camera. And I got Dwayne. What's up, dude?
Yo, how's it going?
And we got the original three, so that always makes me happy. So let's do this. We are going to start off, of course, with what we're drinking, and I think Adam is very happy with what he has today.
Well, today, yes. But I brought some extra stuff, but Samuel Adams, cherry wheat. Plus, I bought Artois. What's his name?
Stella Artois.
Stella Artois, too.
Like a
the cider?
No, the beer.
Ooh.
Wait, hold on.
You like the Stella Artois beer?
I've drank it before, dude.
No, you have not.
Yes.
I have never seen you drink regular Stella.
That's why I brought the gum.
You've had the cider, though.
No, I've had the beer, too, but it's stronger, but it's still good.
Wow, he's drinking regular Stella. Even with the gum, that's fine. That's a very important step, because Stella is delicious. And if you are, if you're saying you do that all the time, great. I've never seen you do that on the podcast.
I don't do it all the time, but I've done it before.
Well, you should. So you got some cherry wheats going on. You got some Stellas.
Some Stellas.
Good for you. It only took 5 years of recording to finally open up your mind to different beers. It's awesome. All right, what do you got, Dwayne?
I have some Polliner. This is the Heffenweizen.
That's my wife's
which is
favorite.
Still good.
Yeah, she loves that beer.
I have had the Oktoberfest this year.
Yes.
But this is good, and I, Rami had a Carbox Rodeo Clown, which is a double IPA, which I don't usually like double IPAs.
True.
But I always used to drink this because it's not as hoppy to me.
No.
It's like a sweeter taste to it.
No, and that was the one when we would go to the brewery, they give you in the smaller glass.
Yeah.
Just because it's very strong.
Yeah.
And for all of our listeners who drink IPAs, the double IPA is like 9-10%. So you drink one and you're feeling pretty great.
I think it's even higher than that, isn't it?
It might be.
Well, it's probably not now.
Yeah.
It used to be.
Yeah, I love those double IPAs. And of course, Rodeo Clown being my favorite, I always try to have at least a few of them in my fridge. Because that's a...
I think it's not... I can't even read that. Jesus.
Let me
see.
Is
it 9 or 9.8 or 9.5?
9.5.
Yeah. They get all this money now and the print's blurry.
It actually does look blurry. Yeah. I was going to make fun of you for not being able to read it with glasses on, but it actually does look blurry. Yeah. I am drinking a St. Arnold's Pumpkinator 2019 edition. So this is the one that came out a few weeks ago.
I think this is the first pumpkin beer this year, right?
I believe so. Yeah. At least that we've...
On the podcast.
Yeah. It's really good. Dwayne took a swig before we started recording, and of course it's not his favorite. Yep. At least you tried it. And
It smells like a hot ball.
Yeah,
you call them fireballs. Like fireball. We call them hot balls. Cinnamon, you know, the cinnamon.
Yeah, yeah, but it's black, man. It looks,
I know, but smell it. Just smell it.
No, it looks like, you know, that water, sewage water, you know?
Right, yeah, you can smell the cinnamon.
It kind of does look like sewage water. Yeah. But yeah, it's very cinnamony, pumpkin-y,
smells pumpkin-y.
Yeah, fall pumpkin. Sort of flavored. I like it.
You know, every time I go to work, the Kroger's in the outside, they have those cones that smell like cinnamon. Damn. Right away, I say, oh, Christmas is around the corner.
Yeah.
The pine cones?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what gets you. That's all about senses. You walk in, you smell the aroma,
you get
into the spirit.
You know, back in the day, they had stuff that they put in this, like, pine smell or certain scents that would trigger you to think that way.
Casinos do that.
I used to do that when I was a store manager. I used to put the little Glade oil.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I put the pine one in, and people, ooh.
Casinos do that. they have a scent that they put through the filtration system that causes you to feel vigorous and energetic. Because everyone is just
wasteful.
Sitting. Yeah, like everyone is sitting there just, you know, pounding beers and just stinking money into machines. They got to do something to kind of reinvigorate you. And a lot of casinos put an oil or a scent in their purification system so that
there's a study for everything.
Yeah, of course. It's the way it works. I mean, how many times have we said, I'm texting you guys about whatever. Man, I'm out of bleach.
Or you're talking about it.
Or you're talking about something. Yeah, like, man, I really could go for some fried chicken. You go on Facebook, and it's an ad for KFC.
Dude, I was literally...
Like, I'm not
like
kidding,
2 weeks
man.
Ago, I was at the
it's
farm.
It's crazy.
There's, you know, like, I was sitting here, and there's a guy, like, you know how the bar is? It's like a U. And I was on the bottom end of the U, and there was a couple guys on the right and a couple guys on the left. Somehow we got talking about Yingling.
Oh, good beer.
And,
great beer.
And I had just said, like, the bartender that I knew, I was like, hey, man, you know they make a Hershey Porter? And I was pulling it up on my phone and showing him. And one of the other guys was like, started talking about it. All of a sudden he goes, dude, I just got a fucking email from Yingling. Because he's from Pennsylvania, so, like, he's part of their whole crew. But I was like, it's fucking scary, isn't
dude,
it?
Dude, I'm telling you, everyone has seen that or experienced that, where you're texting, you're talking, you're putting something out into the universe, and that topic shows up on your social media feed.
It's
somewhere.
Fucking Minority Report.
It's crazy. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's crazy. But dude, that's the world we live in. All right, we got questions this week?
Yes, we do.
Let's do it.
From the IG... The Instagram. First up, our buddies from the Movie Gap, which stay tuned. I believe I'm on their episode next week.
Oh, awesome.
There's a Thanksgiving one.
Oh yeah? Wow.
Cool. What movie did you guys choose? Or is it are you allowed to say?
I don't know. I'm just gonna say it.
Okay.
If I get in trouble, oh well. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
Which I had never seen.
Me neither. I've seen it several times, but never completely. I don't know why.
That movie is awesome.
Yeah, that one, I think I'd maybe seen bits and pieces. And the other one, what's the other? Throw Mama from the Train. Same thing. Like, yeah. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I've never seen the whole thing, like, straight through. So it was fun, interesting. Very, I don't want to give away too much, but it's a time movie. Like, the stuff that happens in that movie couldn't happen today.
Of course.
Right? But it works for that time.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I totally understand. 100%.
So anyways, what, if any, holiday movies do you have to watch each year?
Oh, there's two or three for me.
Actually, go ahead. Go, yeah,
okay,
sure.
The Christmas Story.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on
that
one.
Sure, absolutely.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Nope.
That's a good one. I like that movie.
Holiday Inn.
What is that?
Bing Crosby.
Oh, Holiday Inn? Yeah.
He's going old school.
Wow.
No, those are badass.
That's an old movie, though. It's five Bing Crosby.
They keep showing it every year, too.
Okay.
Not as much as they do the Christmas Story or Wonderful Life, but they still show it.
Okay.
I bought the movies and I see them anyway.
That's one thing about Christmas that I don't know if you guys have noticed, right? All the songs and movies and stuff, they tend to be older stuff. Like, there's no new, like, Christmas classic movies.
They have a lot of those, like,
name a new movie that you, like, have to watch every Christmas now. Like, I can name one.
Well, yeah, I can name one, too. The one with all those actors. It's a time.
He can name it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Love Actually.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, man.
Love Actually?
Yeah.
That's a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Keira Knightley. What's his name? The one from the zombie movie. The Walking Dead. What's his name? Andrew Lincoln comes out.
I have no idea.
Shit, look at me, Dan.
It's not a classic if nobody knows.
No,
we're not gonna show it every year, too.
We're not going to Google anything. Okay, so Love Actually is a semi-recent Christmas movie.
Bill Nye comes out.
What?
Bill Nye?
Yeah.
The science guy?
No, the guy that wanted to do the...
I think you're making this up.
No, the guy that does that came out in the vampire movies.
I mean, dude, I could just make up a movie title also and name a bunch of actors who are in it.
You, man.
Paul Rubens and
no,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was going to say Christmas Chronicles from Netflix last year.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good, fun movie to watch.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about now.
Well, you should watch it.
Well, see, you should watch what I tell you. There's two.
We have to watch Holiday Inn with Bing Crosby and Love Actually.
Is it black and white?
They have it in color, but Love Actually it's color.
Well, I hope so. If it's a modern movie,
well, yeah.
All right.
What's your name comes out also.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay,
but we got sidelined.
Yo.
All right. So those are very good choices. I like to watch Home Alone. Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation, and one that I don't think gets brought up enough, but it should, The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
No.
That movie's really good.
It is a good movie.
Really great. And it doesn't get it. It doesn't. You don't like that movie?
Plus, now you can watch them all because it's on Disney Plus.
It's true. Dude, I know they made some sequels, which I don't like as much. The third one's okay. I really like The Santa Claus. I think that movie's awesome.
It's good.
Yeah.
The other one he did was all right, too. The Christmas with the Cranks, I think it was, where their daughter was going to be off at school, so they were, like, planning this vacation. And then she decides she's coming home for Christmas, and they're like, oh, shit, like, we got to get the decorations out and change our plans. And I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah, but it was not that popular. It wasn't, but it was pretty popular. No.
Oh, okay.
I like that one.
All right.
Nobody said, oh, shit.
Die Hard?
No.
Oh.
What's the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad?
Oh, Jingle All the Way? Oh, man, that movie's awful.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not as good as when you were a kid.
Christmas Story, National Lampoon's,
mm-hmm.
probably Elf.
That movie's all right. I don't like it as much as a lot of people do.
I don't
like it either.
Yeah, it's okay.
My other big one I have to watch, and I already watched it, Emmett Otter and the Jug Band Christmas.
Yeah.
Apparently they're remaking.
The Jug Band Christmas.
Which.
They're remaking it?
Yeah. Yeah, they just announced it like a few weeks ago.
Hmm.
Which, it's always a catch-22 when they're remaking, rebooting, blah, 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 right? Yeah. Like, it's awesome somebody thinks that this thing's so great that they have to get it to more people.
Sure.
But it's also that, like, man, I hope they don't fuck it up. Right,
especially when it's one of the things you look forward to every year.
I mean that movie's from I think 1977 or 78 or something.
Damn,
like that. It's old Muppets.
Old.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know how old is
old Adam?
All right, next question.
A buddy from Four Dorks Podcast, Collector Clint. If it were up to you, what would you call Did you watch Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Okay. Spoilers. The Yoda species.
I would call them Yodas.
That's his name. You can't call the species that.
Yeah. So, like, the big... which will
I would call them frog-eating Yodas.
Say that again?
Frog-eating Yodas.
Frog-eating Yodas?
Frog-eating Yodas.
Frog-eating Yodas. Oh, yeah.
It's still Yoda. Like, you can't use kinda. Yoda.
Yeah.
Okay, no Yoda.
Yeah, I mean, the reason that this this little baby is being referred to as Baby Yoda is because, number one, I don't think in any Star Wars canon they've actually named
what the
Yoda species is.
And we've only seen him and one other female.
Yeah, and then in Knights of the Old Republic, which was the video game on Xbox, they had, and that game took place like 1,000 years before the Luke Skywalker trilogy. They had a Yoda character in that game too. But
what was the name of it?
I don't remember.
But it had a name, not the species.
But the species doesn't have a name. I don't think they've, and what I know from the Yoda lore is that the Yodas are very rare. They're kind of on the brink of extinction. They're very coveted because they're force sensitive. So when they're born, it's just you can do these magical things. And so throughout generations, you know, you see one or two Yoda people and they can live to be 900, right?
Yeah.
They can live to be super old. So it's a very rare species. It would be very coveted, but it would also be very lucrative to kill this thing. So that's the thing that I think the Mandalorian is doing really great is that there's some people who want it alive and some people who want it dead. Yeah.
And we can get into it when the Mandalorian part comes, but I think that's what it is. Like all these bounty hunters are coming in because there's multiple
people who want something to happen to this that's either like when he got the job.
They were like, we want him alive.
And then the commander was like, or dead, right? And then the scientist guy was like, that's not what we discussed. You said we could get it alive. So there's people who want it dead, which sent that IG unit. And there's people who want it alive, which sent the Mandalorian. So that's very cool. But we'll talk about that later. But am I going to be able to think of some Star Wars sort of centric name for that species? No. But that's why everyone's calling it Baby Yoda because they don't know what else to call it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to call it. I'm not a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be, I guess, but
yeah, I mean, let's take Boba Fett, right? You show me that character and
you're going to come up with
a name for this, not only for the character, but the tribe he belongs to.
But here's the thing,
I don't
right?
even know where to begin.
And here's the thing, right? So Mandalorians are called Mandalorians because they're from Mandalore.
Yes.
We're humans. We're not from human lore or humidor, or you know what I mean? So all the names don't kind of match where they're from. So I don't know. It's a question I think we'll learn.
Now that I started watching Rebels, there's a Mandalorian female there.
Yeah. But if you know the Mandalorian lore,
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's really become more of a religion than a race.
Yeah.
Like there's other species involved in Mandalores.
Correct.
Mandalorian, sorry.
Yeah. But good question. That was a very good question.
I'm sorry. I did forget the other part of the movie gaps question, which Rami's going to love this one.
Okay.
Your thoughts on the upcoming HBO Max?
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't know what the difference is between what I have now and what HBO...
I would guess that you're not going to get they have to have...
There's probably going to be original content.
Right.
So my assumption is that... Because like I get HBO for free for my cell phone provider. And so I get to watch The Watchmen, you know, Barry, Game of Thrones, all those shows I get to watch, but I'm assuming kind of like Apple Plus,
right?
HBO Max is going to have their exclusive shows,
which is
just for HBO Max.
Well, yeah, but then those shows, if they didn't have Max, that would be regular HBO. So now instead of having an HBO, they're going to be in
Max. I don't think the HBO Max shows are going to cross over with regular HBO.
No, they're not. But back then, when they didn't have the Max, they were showing those shows. So correct. Now instead of showing it in regular HBO, they're going to be showing on Max only. So we're going to lose that content.
And it's $15 a month.
Yeah, it's just it. The problem we have now is that, which we'll be talking about later, is that we now have a streaming service that is fantastic, that is $7.
It has one flaw, but they're fixing that.
Yeah, we're going to, they've already announced it. We'll talk about it later. But yeah, I'm not going to buy HBO Max. The only thing I've seen that's original content for them is they're doing like a Friends reboot, apparently, on HBO Max.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so I just read this about 2 days ago, and it's official. The cast of Friends is coming back, and they're going to do a reboot special. I don't know how many episodes for HBO Max.
They also get the Green Lantern or whatever, DC, which I'm guessing as soon as DC Universe is done, all that shit's going to move over there too.
Probably. Yeah, probably. All right, good question. What's up next?
Next we have Nerd and Cheese, who is from the STS podcast.
Mm.
What's your all-time best Black Friday score?
Ooh. Oh, man, that's a great question. Because let's ask this real quick. Do you guys do Black Friday?
No.
Okay.
I do movie Black Friday. That's it.
Okay. I will tell you mine. I know it right away. My brother and I, on the day after Thanksgiving, because now they actually do Black Friday on Thanksgiving Day.
It's fucking Wednesday now.
Yeah,
it's like Wednesday now.
It's crazy.
Shit, they're doing Black Friday sales already. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's crazy. I still have this to this day. It's in my game room. My brother and I woke up at 3 in the morning on Black Friday because that was the day that Toys R Us got the limited edition gold cartridge of Zelda Ocarina of Time for the Nintendo 64. And it happened to be released on the biggest shopping day of the year. So we were both off of school, right? We woke up 3 a.m., alarm went off, and we got up like the most joyous kids in the world because I had a car at that point. And we got in the car. I think he was 15, I was 17. Drove to Toys R Us, line a mile long. And we're like, damn it, we got here at 3:30. Why is the line so crazy? We're like, we're not going to get a copy.
People fucking camped out, that's why.
We're like, we're not going to get a copy. But luckily for us, I don't remember. It wasn't Tickle Me Elmo. It was something else. It might have been a Furby.
Furby?
I think that was 1998. That was the Furby year. Those parents that were in that line were for Furbies. And there was a few of them, because we kind of started, we're like, dude, if we're going to wait in this line, we have to see how many of these people are here for the limited edition gold cartridge. Like, we can't be waiting, get to the
front,
and sold
out. But you also can't, like, show your hand. You're going to be like, hey, what are you guys in line for?
Yeah, we would just casually be like, hey, what do you got in here? Furby. 10 Furbies for every one gold cartridge. And we're like, okay, I think we're good. We're like 70-ish in line. And we got to the video game department, and there was only about 10 people there. And they had 25 copies, so we got one.
Ooh.
So that gold cartridge, Zelda Ocarina of Time, I still own in the box with the manual. It's in my game room. That's my best Black Friday score I ever had. Because, I mean, you can go now and get Blu-rays for cheap. And,
yeah.
But here's the thing I want to ask you, which makes this very interesting. I read an article on Business Insider where they didn't reveal the person's name. But it was an ex-employee who worked for Samsung that said, hey, you know all those Black Friday TVs you buy? We make those on purpose with shitty parts. Because why do you think you can buy a 70-inch television for $499?
It's going to break in 6 months.
Yeah, they said, we manufacture Black Friday televisions on the cheap.
I
actually read that article and I was like, you know what? I believe that.
Remember what they say, you get what you pay for.
Because how many of those Black Friday televisions come with one HDMI port? Dude, what TV have you ever bought that has one HDMI port? That's insane.
Right.
That's enough for your cable box and like maybe a Fire Stick and that's it. All TVs now have at least 5, right? So they manufacture them on the cheap on purpose. So when you think you're getting a good deal, you're actually not. You're getting a subpar Samsung 70-inch television.
Well, and here's the thing, like the deep discount Black Friday deals, again, they'll have like five of those TVs.
Yeah, and there's not that many.
Right. But the regular like good sale prices, you wait 2 weeks and they'll be on fucking sale again. Yeah. Like
I mean the I've gone into Best Buy on Thursday evening, which I will admit, I'm one of those people who likes the Black Friday special, so I'm on one end where I'm like, why are you making your employees work on Thanksgiving? But on the other end, I'm like, look, if you're open, I'm going to go check it out. Because the Blu-ray and 4K specials that they have are just dirt cheap.
Of course, if you feel that way.
And they have tons of them.
If you feel that way, if you don't fucking show up, they won't open.
I know, but they're open.
But if you don't show up, they won't open next year.
But nobody thinks.
It's
the same reason.
Everyone goes.
It's the same reason I will not use this fucking self-checkout.
You know, the best movie Blu-ray to buy wherever to the Target is the best for me.
They have really good specials.
They're organized. The videos, they're all organized. You go to Walmart, they're all over the place.
Best Buy is pretty good too. Their Black Friday specials on their Blu-rays, they have like a special section where they're like, these are all the Blu-rays on sale. And they're like $2. $3.
Dude, I couldn't tell you the last time I even bought a DVD.
Yeah, I understand. We've had this conversation many times.
I don't buy anymore. I just wait till Black Friday and buy whatever I see that I want.
Okay.
I haven't bought anything in ages. Except, you know, like really, really good movies, you know, Star Wars or something like that, you know? But anything else.
But it's like video games almost now, right? Like
their video game specials are awesome too.
That's Best Buy. Like DVDs, yeah. When they first come out, like if you want that movie, you want to buy it and watch it, like that first week or two is the time to buy it. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait 3 to 6 months before they drop the price on it.
Yeah, because when it first comes out, it's actually a pretty reasonable price. You know, you can get a new release, you know, for $19, you know. After the first week, it goes up to $29, right? Yeah. So,
or $30 or something.
Or $30,
like
yeah. Your best bet is to buy the release the first week. Yeah.
Depending on the Blu-ray, 4K, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah,
blah, blah. I'm telling you, man, there's a difference. All right, go ahead. Next question.
All right. Friend of the show, sometimes social media poster for us.
Okay.
Bernie.
Ah, what's up, Bernie?
Which fictional baby would win in a battle royale to the death? You know, like the quote-unquote Baby Yoda, Stewie.
Oh, my gosh. That's really funny.
I had some time to think about
okay,
this.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going Baby Groot.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's a great one. That's a great one.
I mean, Stewie would probably be...
Stewie,
he'd be
yeah,
in the top
Stewie.
Three,
yeah,
Stewie, at least.
Yeah,
Stewie would, be a
Stewie
big
would
one.
Kick everybody's yeah. ass, I think.
That's a great one.
Yeah, but he's vulnerable.
Oh, he is?
I mean, he's smart, but he can be killed pretty easy.
It's true.
He's just a human.
No, I think that answer can't be beaten. You win. You win,
I mean,
sir.
Baby Yoda, maybe? I don't know.
He looks pretty strong already.
I know, right?
But
yeah.
He uses his powers and falls asleep, so
that's true.
Then he's fucked. Yeah. That's why I went with Groot.
That's good. Oh, that's good. Yeah, thank you, Bernie, for that question. I appreciate it, sir. All
right. Jamer's time. What's one show or movie that's not on Disney Plus that you want? I guess we can include Fox stuff, right?
Yeah, I'd like the Deadpool stuff to be on there. But the thing that Disney Plus said is that they're not going to do rated R content.
On
so
there.
That's, yeah, the president of Disney has said, we are not going to do, we're not going to do rated R content. That's not going to be
your
platform.
Now.
But I would hope, if you want me to give you my wish list, I would hope that they would change their minds. Make
a
kid friendly feature.
Well, there is.
They have that already?
Yeah, because I have a profile for Chloe, and it says kid content. And
okay,
just
good.
Select that. And
I want them to...
I think the downside, probably another feature they would have to do, like when if you go into my Disney Plus, right? I have four accounts on there.
Okay.
Anybody can select any of those accounts.
Yeah, there's no password, right?
Yeah. So if you're gonna do something like if Disney wanted to do that, they would have to put password protect on the other accounts that aren't
fair.
Kid.
Yeah, that's fair. I know they've mentioned it that we don't want to do rated R content, which is fine. You're a family company, I get it. I'm not saying you have to sell Deadpool toys in your Disney stores, but I would like that if you really want to integrate Deadpool into the Marvel universe, I would love for those type of movies to be on the
or at least
on the service. Oh, that movie's awesome. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. Did you have anything?
Nope.
That's missing?
Nope.
I haven't really searched enough to know.
I've only seen
I know there's a few Marvel movies that are on there.
Yeah. I haven't really checked too much either. I only watched The Rebels because you guys said it was good, which is good.
It's awesome.
I like it. I'm in season two already.
That's the Darth
The
Vader
seasons
season.
Are pretty long, yeah, too. They're like 22, 23 episodes.
I just
episodes.
Saw the Darth yeah. Vader, man.
How awesome is
there's
he?
There's two episodes, so I saw both already.
Yeah, he's badass.
Dude, he's super badass.
You know what? I thought the droids were going to be there, too, for a longer time than just one
no,
chip.
No, they're not.
One chip.
They're not that important.
No, not at all. All right.
Yeah, I can't think of anything off the top of my head that yet. I'm sure there's something.
Yeah,
because there was a few things, like Pete's Dragons on there, the original, mm-hmm. and the new one, which I like both.
Yeah, they're both good.
Gargoyles. I was so yep. psyched when I heard
that was awesome.
You put in the gargoyles?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question from the farm, but I don't understand it. And okay. I don't even know if it's a question.
Okay.
Do you want me to bring it up or no?
Sure. Go ahead.
In year one, did they know time of life was starting over? Or when did the world decide to start counting life over and start anew?
I don't even know what that means.
Wouldn't that be BC and AC?
Yeah, that's exactly what that
or
is.
Or AD?
Yeah. Next question. Or is that the last one?
That's the last okay, one we got. Yeah. But
all right.
So, yeah, go visit the farm on Tuesdays. It's TP Tuesday. That's, bring in some toilet paper.
That's freaking funny.
Throw the shit all over the place and tell them Three Bears and a Mic sent you.
All right, so I'm going to do two pieces of movie talk real quick. And then we're going to hit into some Disney Plus information. So I saw Dark Fate, Terminator Dark Fate. Loved it. Thought it was awesome.
Yes.
I really, really liked the movie.
Yes.
Just a real quick synopsis. I don't know why this movie's getting a lot of hate online. You guys are ridiculous. I don't know what you want from this film.
Is it fans hating?
Yeah. Because the movie got okay reviews, right? But they're like, how could you do this? How could you do that? And blah, blah, blah. Dude. It's a Terminator movie. It's about time travel. Things are going to be weird. But the action was awesome. I really liked the story. And I thought the characters were great.
Yep.
Everyone did a really good job. And I walked out of the movie with a smile on my face. I'm like, I like that. So just sometimes just enjoy a movie. And don't try to get too wrapped up in, well,
too technical.
You know, and this timeline doesn't match up with Terminator 3.
Dude, if
and,
you go
and this
if you go back
match,
to any movie, you can find that shit, right?
Yeah, it's dude, they're basically saying, okay, Terminator 1 and 2 happened, and then this is number 3.
Right.
We're kind of skipping all the stuff that we've already done, and we're just kind of
those are alternate universes.
Here's a different universe if you just follow us for the journey. And I liked it. Another movie I saw really quick was a movie called Parasite. It was a limited engagement run. It's a Korean subtitled movie. So it's the actors are speaking Korean, but it's subtitled in English. It is about a movie.
Really? They're not speaking English and it's subtitled in Korean?
Correct. The movie is about a family who's kind of had some hard times recently. It's a mom and a dad and a brother and a sister. And they're very smart, actually. They're not, you know, your stereotypical, oh, well,
dude,
you don't.
This is like deja vu.
I know, right?
Yeah. You don't have a lot of money, so that must mean you're dumb. No, they're very intelligent. What happens is that the son gets an opportunity to tutor a rich person's daughter, and he teaches her how to speak English. And he goes in, starts tutoring her, does a great job. and he decides to come up with a plan
to kill everybody.
No. On a way to get his other family members the jobs that are currently employed by the like. So, for example, the rich family has a driver.
And then
they have a daycare worker.
Killer.
They have a cook, right?
They chopped him up and cooked him and ate him.
He comes up with a way to get his family integrated into those other jobs.
I'd watch that story if they like chopped him up and ate him.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a really good movie. Highly recommended. And I really liked it. So for someone who's looking for something not mainstream.
What genre would you call this movie? Thriller? Horror?
I would call suspense? It a thriller slash horror film. Yeah, because at the end, of course, things go
like
off
a,
the rails.
Like a, what is it? This Is Us? Or not This Is Us.
The Quiet Place.
No. Shit, what the hell was that big movie
Get
last
Out?
Year? Yeah, Get Out.
Yeah. Yeah.
His other one was Us.
Yeah. Yeah, Get Out. That's a very good comparison. It's like things aren't what they seem, and it kind of goes into the more horror direction as the movie progresses. So very good film. Really liked it. But let's talk about what we really are here for, and let's talk about some Disney Plus. So are we all subscribed?
Fuck yeah.
Have we all
3 years.
Watched it? Yes. Have yes. we all watched it?
Yes.
Give your review real quick in 2 seconds. Adam.
Sucks. Jeez. There's only a couple of contents that I like.
Wow, you don't like it?
It's not it's like what you guys said. They're going to have all this special content.
It's coming.
There. Well, yeah. Right
Dude, now they have not. 7 original series like already. It might not be all, you know, the
Bullshit.
Stuff that you like. But
I
you've got
like
the Mandalorian.
Shit.
You've got
yes.
the High School Musical stuff.
Forget it.
You've got Jeff Goldblum's
Forget
experience.
It.
You.
It sucks.
You got the Pixar in real life.
Bullshit.
Jeez. Okay.
Okay.
Talk about
right
harsh critics.
Sucks.
Wow.
Right
so
now
what, you
sucks,
give it a 1 out of 10?
Yes. It'll get better, of course. I should have waited.
This is from the guy who collects movies.
But I should have waited, dude. I like to watch content, not one at a week at a time.
Okay, so are you giving it a bad review because you have to wait a week in order to
yes,
watch the content?
Yes, and not only that, there's not as much content
but
that
Adam,
everybody was saying.
The reason that they're able to offer it for such a lower
know,
amount is because...
I understand that.
When you
It's my fault.
When you give
I should have waited.
waited until when?
And, half a year from now.
And what would that have done?
And then
I could have caught up.
And then the price is going to go up by then, but FYI.
Yeah, so if you lock yourself into... Like, I locked myself into the 3-year deal where it's like $4 a month or something stupid like that. So, if you locked yourself into those early deals, you can't say that this is not a good value for the money. Like, the reason they're
How
doing
How much you
it,
paying for Netflix?
So, Netflix? I don't 15 know,
15
bucks?
Bucks
yeah.
yeah.
The reason
but
that the reason that they're there. Releasing them once a week is because they want people to subscribe, and if there's a show that you latch onto, they need you to hold your subscription through that amount of time because a lot of people will buy a quick YouTube subscription, watch all of Karate Kid, cancel it in 1 month, right? They'll just, all right, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'll see you guys in 2 years.
Does
that.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people
And then
would,
they'll come back, you know,
a lot of people
6 months
would,
later and subscribe yeah, for the free month again.
A lot of people would log in, get 1 month for $7, watch all of The Mandalorian, and then go to hit auto-cancel, and they would just stop. There's a lot of people that do that because they want, I only want to watch this show, I don't give a shit about anything else, and I'm out. But when you have to log in every single week, something is going to catch your eye.
That's why, FYI, Netflix is switching to a weekly.
They are going to a weekly scenario. Starting
not
next
everything.
Year, not everything,
yes.
but some of their original series are going to be a week.
All the series, I watch different stuff.
Yeah, but you don't think they're going to pick their popular shit to be the weekly
exactly.
stuff?
Probably,
exactly.
I watch a lot of anime. They have it all. Boom.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, if it's popular anime, it's going to be
oh, come on.
Every week.
Dude, sure. I'm okay, dude. And but the thing about Disney Plus is that it's every Friday, so you can log in every Friday. Watch your
here's
show.
The, here's the thing.
And then look, leave. You guys, understand this, that not everybody watches it on Friday.
You don't. You can watch it anytime you want.
I know that, but you guys are fucking texting it out.
Oh, you're upset about the spoilers.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, Robbie.
We'll get better at that. Yeah. It's just, I mean,
the stuff that.
By the way,
like
Masked
crazy.
Singer's on tonight. I hope nobody tells me who get unmasked tonight.
No, I'm not watching that show.
Dude, it's so awesome.
Me neither.
You liked fucking American Idol.
I did.
American Idol on steroids.
But the people can't sing.
No, they can.
No, the few episodes I watched from last year, a lot of those singers were really bad. Terry Bradshaw, you think he's a good singer?
Yeah, they always have a few like few of those. But then they have like real singers on there.
You watch the crappy guys that sing.
Yeah, you can't watch the beginning because that's, I mean, the people getting voted off are the shitty people. Which to me, if it were me, I'm going to vote the best guy off because that's probably somebody fucking famous. Like,
that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Or somebody that knows how to sing. Anyway,
I'm not going to spoil. I'm not going to spoil the Masked Singer. Okay, so Adam gives it a 0 out of 10. Dwayne, what have you enjoyed so far?
Obviously, The Mandalorian.
Yeah, of course. We're going to talk about that next.
My daughter, you don't have kids, so my daughter's watching the shit out of it. Like, she comes home from school, finishes her homework. She's like, I'm watching Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And some of it's shit she's already watched 100 times, but she wants to watch it again.
Sure.
One of the first things I did, I was like, you don't need to watch this show. If you want to, you can, but you need to watch the intro.
X-Men.
Nope.
Spider-Man.
Think of another iconic one when somebody sings it, you're like, you react to it.
Boy Meets World.
No. Which is on there, which I
it
just
is.
Saw.
Yeah, like, I've been watching that actually. Is it a television show?
I'm going to sing it and you're going to follow up with what's next.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
DuckTales.
Woo. Oh, yeah, that's good.
I was like, you need to know this.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude,
she'll probably go back and watch them, but she was like, oh, that's cool. That's catchy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I think you can go into a crowded room and just yell DuckTales, and people would just go, woo.
Yeah, of course they would.
We should try that sometime.
Sure.
That'd be fun. But... No, I love it. I think we kind of referenced this early. The only thing I don't like I'm watching Rebels.
Yeah.
There's no, like, continue watching.
Yeah, they're going to fix that.
But they are fixing it.
Yeah.
But why is that not I mean, in this day and age with all the streaming services, any other streaming service I've used has a continue watching feature.
Yeah, Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, they all just, it's kind of built in. It's like you log in, your homepage kind of gets customized. Based on what you're watching.
And I will tell you, I don't know if this has happened to you with Rebels, but like, I've had a few episodes where I'm like, wait, I already watched this.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, it's the next one. Shit, I already watched this one too. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, damn, now I gotta make a note.
It doesn't show that you watched it like other services.
Yeah.
It doesn't show.
Yeah.
So you keep checking until you find them, you know?
Right.
Dude, I'm willing to give them some slack just because the price is so good. The content is so amazing. I mean, just the let's talk about The Mandalorian alone.
Dude,
that's
like,
worth
it's
any
fucking movie quality.
That's worth any amount of
you
money.
You can say that, Adam.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Worth
that's
any amount of money you want from me. This is a movie quality TV episode. I have never seen production values like this on a television show. It is unbelievable. It's like I'm watching a Star Wars film
which gives
in
me
40-minute segments.
Great hope for all the Marvel shit that's coming.
Good Lord. Yeah, because we've already said in previous podcasts how much money they're dumping into these Marvel television shows. This is incredible stuff. The practical effects, the real costumes, the attention to detail, holy shit.
And I don't know if they've come out and said it, but they definitely referenced it in the Mandalorian show where somebody was like, oh, why don't you take off your helmet? And he's like, that ain't going to happen.
No. And so, I love that. He's going to be master chiefing it the whole time.
Yeah.
Go 7 years, never take it off. I don't give a crap. I already know what you look like in real life, so I don't need to see you with the helmet off. And that was awesome. In the first episode, when he had the prisoner with him, he was like, so they tell me that you guys never take off your helmets. Is that true? And he just didn't even answer the question. So they're already trying to let the audience know if you don't know about.
Then when the guy came to get him a ride, I think he asked him to take off his helmet too.
That's
right?
That's true. Yeah.
And he was like, "Not going to happen."
Mm-hmm.
So they doubled down on, like,
you know what? We saw Dwayne in there. That guy looks like Dwayne.
The I have eaten. Spoken guy?
No, the one that got eaten by the worm. The one that got eaten by the worm.
The one that got eaten by the worm.
He looks like Dwayne.
He's got the
cab driver.
Yeah. The cab driver.
The Uber. The Uber driver.
That's Dwayne right there.
The land speeder guy. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. So for anyone who doesn't know what timeline this is in, so this takes place right after, you know, Luke
has
defeated Darth Vader. The Emperor's been thrown down the shaft. Death Star number 2 is blown up. The Empire is now on the run. This is in between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens.
Which, that scene with...
that's where this is happening.
What's his name? The guy that gave him the bounties. Carl Weathers?
Oh, yeah. Apollo.
Yeah.
Apollo Creed.
Where he's like, give me my payment, and he gives him... He's like,
he gives him Imperial credits.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want that shit.
Yeah, he goes. In case you haven't been aware, the Empire has fallen, and he's like, I'm not taking this.
Dude, they laid out everything in that first episode.
Yeah, like, they're letting you know that. And so, what's even better is that when Apollo gives him
FYI spoilers if you haven't watched The Mandalorian.
Yeah,
yeah.
Apollo gives him a mission. He says, okay, well, there's this other bounty you can have, but it's really like underground. I got to give you this address and you got to go show up in person and blah, blah, blah. One of the payments that is given to him for tracking down Baby Yoda is like a bar of like Mandalorian steel. Right. And when he presents it to his leader, they said, this is now back with the tribe. But if you notice, it had an Imperial insignia on it, which means that they... went in, raided it, like when...
No, it was an ex-Imperial officer that basically gave it to him, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that when the Empire was at their peak, they probably came into these Mandalorian camps and said, give us all your stuff.
Well, like, that's when they got wiped out, though.
Correct. So the Empire's coming in, raiding all these things, like taking all the gold and the silver and the steel and like putting their stamp on it and like, this is ours, yeah. Now that the Empire has fallen... You know, he was very happy to get that brick of steel back.
And do you know what their steel can do?
You mean other than make really cool armor pieces?
Yeah, and stop blasters.
Yeah, because he said something about where the remnants were going to be used to free other...
Well, it's going to be used to help the younglings.
The younglings, yeah.
But their steel can stop a lightsaber.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So,
I didn't know that either.
We may see some lightsaber shit coming up.
Dude, what if they start crossing over?
Yeah, that was just a down payment.
Yeah.
He's getting a shit ton when he brings
it.
That was
the down payment for starting the mission, and then when you completed the mission, he gets
said
more.
He had a container or some shit of it.
Yeah, he had like a container full. This was like the kind of like the little bit little was, nugget. Like, hey, look at this.
Because you could tell he's on the fence, and then they're like, and he's like, I'm in.
Yep.
Like,
okay,
dude. The of course, Baby Yoda is the big thing, right? At the end of episode 1, you find out that the bounty he was given, that was the secret bounty, was that he's supposed to go and collect a Yoda youngling. Okay, it's not Yoda, right? I see.
Well,
a lot of,
there are rumors that it could be a clone,
possibly. Right? Yeah. So it's
a clone,
a Yoda,
would not be force sensitive.
It's a Yoda species.
Like, that was part of the problem with the cloning process, right? They had trouble cloning Force-sensitive beings.
Correct. It's like a Yoda species. So he's 50 years old, right? And when he finds the target, he's like, my manifest says this thing is supposed to be 50 years old. And the IG unit says, just because your version of a 50-year-old doesn't mean that this species
There's a lot of species that live
beyond what you think. Yeah, Yodas live to be 900, right? So a 50-year-old Yoda is probably...
That's still a baby. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, it's not even a fucking infant, right?
No. It's still really young. So that's the reveal at the end of episode 1 is that the Mandalorian is sent to retrieve a baby Yoda. The IG unit is trying to kill it. He decides, nope, I'm going to kill the IG unit so I can protect baby Yoda. The second episode is he's returning to his ship.
Real quick. Who thought Baby Yoda was dead when that blaster went off?
Oh, you mean that he was going to let the IG unit shoot the Baby Yoda?
Or he was going to do it?
I thought that. Sure. Yeah.
That was a good, like,
yeah,
the way they filmed that. Sure. It was awesome.
Yeah. You heard a blaster fire, and you just assume that, okay, well, he's a Mandalorian. He's a stone cold killer. What does it matter? But no, he shot the IG unit. Yeah. So the second episode is he's going back to his ship, and of course, it's been raided by Jawas. And one of the coolest things is that when he tracks down those Jawas, dude, he has no mercy. He takes his long rifle and just starts obliterating them into nothingness. Like, when he shoots them, they poof.
Dude, that was one of the greatest parts when they went back to talk to he's like, oh, we'll just go barter with them. And he was like, they don't seem to like you. He's like, I may have disintegrated a few of them.
Yeah. And my favorite part of the whole episode was, I don't know if you guys remember this game, Super Star Wars. It was on the Super Nintendo.
Beer?
Sure.
I'm good. There was a game called Super Star Wars that was on the Super Nintendo. One of the very first levels is that Luke Skywalker on Tatooine has to climb up one of those Jawa tanks, right?
Yeah.
And when I saw the Mandalorian trying to climb up that tank, I immediately flash back to my days as an 11-year-old boy trying to navigate those tanks with Luke Skywalker with my controller pad. And it was impossible. And they reflected that in this episode. I loved it. Every single step the Mandalorian took, a Jawa popped his head out and threw stuff at him. Finally, he got to the top. And he got electrocuted and thrown to the bottom.
Yeah.
Those fortresses that the Jawas drive in are supposed to be, you know, armored defense mechanisms.
You see the floating
fortress. And it reflected it in the video game, and it reflected it in the TV show, and I freaking loved it. I was so happy they did that. And, the Mandalorian has to barter with the Jawas to retrieve his own stuff. Like, he's like, no, these are my things, but I have to do what they say. So he has to go and steal, like, a furry egg that from some crazy beast. Yeah.
But you could see he was like, I'm just going to fucking kill him. And he's like, the I have spoken guy.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, you're not going to kill them all. Like, I know you're good, but there's a shit ton of these guys inside this thing.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, it was phenomenal two episodes. I'm really, really impressed by the visuals, the storytelling, the look, the practical effects. I love that there's actually people in those costumes and it's not just all digitized. Obviously, there's things that are digital, right? Those little lizard creatures that he's riding, those are all computer generated. But the Jawas, those are real actors. The I Have Spoken guy, he's an actor. I love that.
You know who that is, right?
It's Nick Nolte.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Nick Nolte. Yeah.
I can't believe after the first episode, nobody got my I Have Spoken reference.
I understood it.
I understood it too. So what do you want me to do?
Dude, Adam's coming in with the heat.
Not really.
Okay. No, it was like all of a sudden after the second episode, I say I Have Spoken and everybody fucking, or somebody else said it and everybody's like, ah, oh. I was like, oh, nobody fucking understood it when I did it.
So we all like The Mandalorian. I'm guessing Adam is hoping for the stars and the moon with this service. And are you going to cancel it next month or something?
I already paid for the year. So.
Okay. Well, it'll get better. I hope. Anyway, I've enjoyed the Jeff Goldblum experience.
You can watch the Santa Claus.
Yeah. I have been checking out the movies to see what the quality is like. Everything's in 4K. It's beautiful. It's really
Jeff Goldblum. Eh.
I really like it.
Eh.
I really, the ice cream episode was awesome.
Eh.
Okay, I mean it's fair. Do you like the Pixar in real life stuff?
I mean, they only did one.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It's funny. Plus the little the Sporky short, like a lot of the shorts are actually pretty
good. That was funny. Did you watch that short on the upcoming Marvel shows where they showed like the behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, it's all the footage from D23.
But we actually get to see now.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great.
Can I just say, Bucky, awesome. U.S. Agent, looks awesome.
Yeah.
Falcon, not really a fan.
His costume was okay.
Eh.
I didn't hate it. I thought U.S. Agent looked great. Yeah, I thought he looked awesome.
I mean, he looks like Captain America. I mean, like, you can't really go wrong there.
Yeah.
But I thought Bucky looked pretty badass.
He looked great. Yeah, he changed to the symbol on his arm to Cap Shield.
Yeah.
Right? I thought that was really cool. I don't know. I really enjoy the service. I think it's wonderful. But here's what I wanted to kind of transition to. So think about all the subscription services that you actually subscribe to. And let's get a count of how many we have, right? So, Adam, you have Netflix, right?
Are you talking music, too? Or are we just...
Sure, music as well.
I don't have no music.
Okay. So you got Disney Plus.
Yes.
You got Netflix.
Yes.
Do you have Hulu?
No, I don't have Disney Plus. Oh, yeah, I do. I have, I don't have Hulu, but I do have the service.
Okay. So.
And I have Amazon Prime.
You have Amazon Prime. And that's where it ends. You don't have CBS All Access
Amazon Prime is kind of a.
It's gotten better, really.
Amazon Prime is. It depends. Because if you have an Amazon Prime membership, you get that service for free.
Right.
I don't think you can. Can you buy it without the Prime membership?
You probably could, but.
Maybe? I actually
Why
don't
would
know.
You?
I don't know if you. Yeah, because if you buy Amazon, you get the Prime, right? You get free shipping on everything.
Yeah.
So then you get the Prime service for free, which they have some really good original content. You got The Boys, and you've got Jack Ryan, and you know a lot of really good stuff.
Carnival Row.
Is it Lord of the Rings is coming to them, right?
I thought that was coming to Netflix.
No, it's not Netflix.
No, is that Amazon Prime?
Yeah. I think it's Amazon.
Good. I have it. Doesn't matter. All right, Dwayne.
So you got that's it?
That's it. You don't have YouTube TV or YouTube Premium or CBS All Access or any of that other stuff. Okay. No. Dwayne, what do you have?
Netflix, Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
I have Hulu, but I get it free with my Spotify.
Okay, fair enough.
So
those three.
Spotify, Disney Plus, and Netflix. Okay. And Amazon Prime, but
You get that with your Prime membership.
I don't really consider that like a streaming. Like, I don't have Amazon Prime for the streaming. I have it for Amazon Prime.
Correct, because you want the free shipping.
Yeah. I mean, you ship a couple things a month. It makes more, you get your money back.
Amazon Prime pays for itself multiple times over.
Do you guys also have, there's a new service for Amazon Prime. It's the garage service.
What is that?
I've been hearing it on the radio. It's you buy some kind of like a switch or something. So when they deliver, instead of delivering in your door, they go.
Oh, yeah, like they can access your garage, put it inside. I did hear something about that.
Oh, wow.
But it's like a one time, like each delivery person, like it works one time and like they can't come back to your house and use it.
So you give them one time access to your garage.
Yeah,
to drop off your package safely. I have not heard that.
Yeah, I've been hearing it on the radio.
Wow. Okay.
Fair enough. There's also like
which is good. See,
there's also boxes like there's boxes you can buy where like Amazon can put it in, drop it in this box that only you and Amazon has access to, and they're trying a lot of stuff. I haven't had an issue.
No, I mean I've never had a package that Amazon said they delivered that's been like stolen off of my front porch.
I did have a buddy in the early days of Amazon that like he's like, "Man, I didn't get my shit." And he called them and they just resent it to him.
Yeah.
And this was up in New England, right? Well, they'd put it on his deck and it fucking snowed, so it covered it up.
Oh no.
So once the snow melted away, the box was sitting there and he's like, "Hey man, I got double of everything you wanted."
Oh no.
But I mean, they're pretty good about like, I mean, I guess that's why they start taking the picture, right? Like when they deliver shit, they're like, "Hey, I delivered it," and they take a picture and you get an email saying,
"Correct,
your package is there.
Yeah.
Here's where it's at." But I mean, if it's outside your door and it gets taken, they're pretty good about, "Hey man, we'll will either refund you or resend it. Or...
I have I've only had to call or contact Amazon customer service 2 times, and it was one of them was I did have a photo showing that it had been delivered to my home, but it wasn't there. So I may have been victim of someone stealing my package, but they refunded me my money. They said, "Well, no problem." Well, they have really good customer service. They believe what you say, and they would rather just refund your money or send it back again than just get into this argument about, well, this, that. So I've never had a problem with them. I've only had to contact them twice. Otherwise, everything that they've sent me has been delivered and shown up on my doorstep. The Prime service that comes with Amazon Prime, where you get these original content shows.
You're not considering it
a streaming service, yeah. So I have YouTube Premium, which the reason I like that is because I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and not watching YouTube videos with ads is really great. Plus, I really like their...
What's that cost you?
It's $10.99 a month.
Whew.
Yeah.
But that gets you Red or something, right?
Yeah, I get all of the YouTube original content. I get the music app, which allowed me to cancel Spotify. So I kind of see it as a 2-in-1. The YouTube music app is better than the Spotify app, in my opinion.
I don't even know what that is. So. Well, never even heard of it.
The YouTube music app?
Yeah.
They have every song ever in the history of life.
So does Spotify.
I know, but I'm just saying I could cancel one and just use this one. So the YouTube music app, wonderful. Their radio features are really legit because you can customize them down to the songs that you really only want to listen to, which I really like. So I have YouTube Premium. I have Netflix. I have Disney Plus and Amazon Prime. And that's it. Those are the ones I have.
You know, you don't use music stuff, but I kind of like the feature of... So on Spotify, I can go on and say... I'll pick a band, Pearl Jam.
Sure.
Right? And I can just play Pearl Jam albums all day. Or you can go Pearl Jam Radio.
Yes. Where they play a mixture of Pearl Jam-like bands, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of like that because it's almost like listening to the radio where oh shit, I never heard this song before or this band or what. And you kind of learn other stuff. Because if you just fucking listen to the stuff you know, you'll never hear anything else.
No, I listen to a lot of Tom Petty radio or, Led Zeppelin radio because
that's what I'm saying. I don't want to customize it to just the songs I want to hear.
Yeah, sure.
I like the option of hearing stuff that, and if you don't like it, you can pass it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like it, you're like, oh, let me like this and find out more about this band.
Ooh. Adam, what was the last concert you went to?
Ooh.
musical concert.
It was... Candlebox, Judas Priest, and Metallica. It was in the...
Candlebox with Judas Priest and Metallica? This had to be in the 90s.
It was a long, long time ago.
That had to be in the 90s.
Wow.
Raceway or something like that? What is...
The Sam Houston...
The horse
racing track?
Not the horse. The car racing thing.
Oh, that's the one south.
It was a long time ago.
So you saw a Candlebox, Judas Priest, Metallica concert.
It's not a concert.
That's a really good
lineup. Radio concert.
No, Metallica was the badass.
I would love to see them live.
Oh, yeah. So Robbie's the only one who hasn't seen Metallica here.
I've never seen Metallica live.
Actually, that's my only concert I've been to.
Wow.
What?
That's crazy.
Damn, we need to take you to some concerts.
Dude, I try to go to at least 2 or 3 a year. At least.
In the car, what are you listening to? Not for work, you're driving by yourself. Are you listening to music?
I'm all 107 and, I hear everything, honestly.
107 is classic rock, right? Yeah. Okay. So you're listening to the Doors.
So I worked yesterday at Dollar General. They had 107s all through the store. So I said, okay. All right. But... You go to Kroger's, they have elevator music and shit like that.
It's music.
Yeah.
So, but on my van or in the truck.
But I'm saying, if you're listening to music.
All kinds. It depends what they have in the radio.
If you could see any concert.
Heart.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Great choice. I love Heart.
I mean, you they won't came see out that.
Like
but
a couple of months ago, they came here to Houston. I just didn't. But
what's your,
I
what's your favorite Heart song?
Just, I don't know. There's one that they I never heard on the until I started hearing the old ones. She sings really good. Yells really good. It looks
Barracuda?
No, Barracuda. Another one that sounds like at first sounds like Rush.
I love that he's saying all these band names.
Yeah, like what? It's so at the beginning of the song, it sounds like a
no,
Rush song.
No, during the middle when she yells, she, it sounds like Rush. You know, like I can't. I don't know. Next time I hear it, I'll because right. they
we
show
need
it
to bring on Adam to some concerts.
Yeah, for sure.
Next
well,
time
Heart
I hear
is still Star Heart is still touring, so we can go see them for sure. If you want to go to a concert, I would love to go to a Heart concert with you. She's usually touring with like Pat Benatar, you know.
I won't
someone
mind Pat Benatar. I like Pat Benatar too.
Pat Benatar is probably badass to see.
I would think so. Yeah. All right, we're gonna take Adam to a Heart concert.
What's the big concert
sure
next year? Green Day. Who was it? Fuck.
Oh yeah, you, Jamie texted us about this. It was Green Day, Fall Out Boy. And somebody else.
There's like four bands though.
Yeah, it was a really big show. I would be down
Weezer
for that. Weezer, yes. Weezer, Fall Out Boy, and Green Day are all going on tour together. I would go to that for sure.
Yeah,
I like all those bands. Yeah. All right, so we'll end the show with a little bit of video.
That was one of the few music talks from.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though we all love music.
we'll end a little.
Apparently, so, Adam does too.
With a little bit of Xbox One news. So today, they are making it available for you to order their Xbox One X or Xbox One S subscription service, where for anyone who doesn't know how this works, you can go on to Microsoft.com and you can order a 24-month subscription to Xbox Game Pass and an Xbox One S or Xbox One X system, where they send you the system to your house with a controller, with a 24-month subscription to Game Pass, and a digital copy of Gears of War 5.
Or there's different packages.
Different packages,
I think there's
yeah
a Star Wars.
The Star Wars one, if you want the Star Wars. There's a Minecraft one. There's a Gears of War one. Yeah. There's a different one that gets you started where you can go with the Xbox One S.
So basically, you get a system with like 100 games.
Yeah, if you with the digital service, sure. And you can for the Xbox One S, it's $19.99 a month for 24 months. Or
so the,
for the
S doesn't have a CD drive.
Yeah, so you can get the Xbox One S is the digital only package, right? The Xbox One X is $30.99 a month with the option of upgrading to Project Scarlet when it's released next year.
What is Project Scarlet?
It's the next Xbox. Oh. So basically, Microsoft is saying, we're going to run a quick credit check. If you pass it, we're going to send you an Xbox system.
And I don't think it's a hard credit check. Like,
I don't know what it's like. I mean, they just want to make sure you can pay the minimum payment, yeah, right? They want to make sure when they run your background, you don't owe $50,000. So you have to be able to pay a monthly payment that they're going to be charging you. So they're going to send you the system. They're going to send you the controller. They're going to send you a digital game of your choice, whichever package you choose, and a two-year subscription to Xbox Game Pass, which has another 100-plus games. So,
which that alone is like, what is it, 10
yeah, it's $14.99 a month. If you multiply it times 2 years, it's like $350. So basically, for someone who doesn't have $400 or $500 to drop on a system, but you've got maybe $20 to $30 per month, you can get an Xbox shipped to your house, you can get a digital subscription service, and you can pay it off over time.
I think this is just fucking genius.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a great service.
I think it's I'm
really impressed with this.
Granted, I understand they're looking at this as some people who don't have gaming systems, the barrier is the cost of the system.
Yeah. It's $400 to just get started. and that's a lot of
plus
money.
Plus games.
Plus games, yeah. That's a lot of money. So right. You're saying,
now they're saying you get the system plus 100 games for $30 a month.
Yeah. And with an option, if you want, to upgrade to our next console. So we don't really know how that's going to work. I don't know if you have to like renew for another year or...
Or the cost difference.
Or the cost difference, yeah.
But that's the other thing. Is this like a car where like after 2 years you've paid it off and it's yours? I didn't understand that. I would think so,
I would think so, yeah, because you...
Nobody's going to send it back.
No, no. You basically, after 24 months,
right?
You've paid the price of that console.
You should have, yeah.
Yeah. So I think
that's what I'm saying. I think that even if they're like... send it back. Nobody's going to...
No, I think after 2 years, you have... That console's yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... It's basically a way for them to give you an Xbox, let you pay it off over time, and not pay
any hopefully interest. You're going to purchase games...
Correct.
...within that time.
Correct. It's a really good way for, like, you know, for families that, you know, maybe are going through some financial hardship, and their child is like, Mommy, I really want an Xbox... Dude, if you can for Christmas a $30 commitment and give your children an Xbox for Christmas, that's a wonderful thing. And if you can do $30 a month and present this to your children as their Christmas present, you're going to be the superhero of the world.
And like you said earlier, like if that's all they got,
they would be ecstatic.
They're fine.
If you say, look, guys, I was, you know, Santa was only able to bring you one present this year, but they open it up and it's an Xbox, they're going to freak out. And especially when they can go online and download all these games for free. Dude, that's the best. So the fact that it's 0% interest and you're basically just paying the system off over time without having to dump all this money to them at once, I think is really smart. And I really like the options that I read. If you go with the S, if you go with the X, whatever you want to do, they're all great values.
Now, I think through the tiny bit of research, plus thanks, Bernie, the best option right now is to go through Microsoft.
Yeah.
There's issues with Amazon, like people getting approved, but then they can't get the system. And
yeah. I'd go through Microsoft.
So until they resolve all that, Microsoft is your best off. So basically, all the deals out there, they're at Best Buy, they're at Amazon, they're at... But Microsoft has it, the same deal.
Yeah.
Right? So just go to the source.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Absolutely. 100%. And it's just, it's something that's unique to the marketplace. No one's ever done this before, where they're just like, yeah, we, you know... Give us a 24-month commitment. We're going to send you the system.
Dude,
like, that's crazy.
I was a kid. Like, I worked a fucking paper route for, like, almost a year to pay for a fucking Nintendo. If I could have just been like, hey, I'll pay for the Nintendo $30 a month. I can still have my paper route, but I would have had it a year earlier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Nintendo cartridges were $50, $60 each. You know, you get the Xbox streaming service for $15 a month gives you access to a lot of stuff.
So do you get Xbox Gold automatically with it?
Yes.
Like it's Gold plus Game Pass.
Plus Game Pass, yeah.
Plus the system.
Correct. Yeah.
You can't fucking go wrong
with that. No, it's a great deal. I think it's very smart. I hope people take advantage of it. And kudos to you guys. So I think that's great.
And hopefully it becomes like streaming, right?
Sure.
Where, like, this takes off and becomes a thing, and then everybody's fucking doing it.
And yeah.
It's like, oh, do I want PlayStation? Because we don't want Google, because their shit's...
No, the Google
stupid.
Stadia is a disaster. Yeah. There's been so many complaints online about the Founders Edition. I can go into it all night. It's going to take forever. All right. So, Adam's top three, right?
Did you come up with something?
Did you come up with something?
Well, similar to what you said.
About FYI, Adam didn't know he had a top three until he walked into that.
So this is right off the cuff, yeah.
So something similar, you said music, but you know what? Your three favorite Christmas desserts, treats.
Ooh. I know my number one.
I got mine too. So
okay, I'll go first.
Yeah.
So your three favorite Christmas treats, right?
Yeah. Okay. Dessert treats.
All right.
Does it have to, like, what do you mean?
Desserts.
Like sweets. After dinner.
Yeah.
Like,
sweets.
All right. Or sweets. Yeah. Number three for me is a classic candy cane. I like the candy canes. I like the peppermint candy canes. You hate me. You're giving me the grimace face. That's fine. Number three.
I'm going pee.
Peppermint candy canes.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I thought that was number two.
No, that's number three. Peppermint candy canes, number three. Number two for my Christmas treat list is fudge. Chocolate fudge, peanut butter fudge, white chocolate fudge, whatever. I love any type of fudge, especially around Christmas.
Yes.
And number one is Christmas toffee. My mom makes a really good chocolate almond sort of toffee, kind of like a Heath bar.
Yeah.
If you want to describe it into something else. So, yeah, that's my favorite. When she makes her homemade toffee, that's my favorite Christmas tradition of all time.
Okay, so, but that's cool. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, I got four then.
That's fine. That's okay.
My fourth one is that peppermint nugget. I love that. That only that's comes good. At Christmas.
I know what you're talking about.
It only comes out at Christmas and it sells out.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's delicious.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The third one is capirotada.
Okay.
It tastes so good.
Yeah, sure.
They only do it on the holidays too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the second one, buñuelos.
Ah, buñuelos.
They taste so good. My grandma does them on Christmas.
Oh,
night.
My gosh. That's awesome.
And the next one is strawberry cheesecake.
Okay.
I go to a House of Pies and I buy a strawberry cheesecake.
So your number one Christmas treat is strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, I love it.
What about when you make it?
Yeah, you're supposed to make me a cheesecake. I got you your cherry wheat beer.
I thought about it, but next time on Christmas, I know I'm going to make you. I already thought about it.
Because I didn't even know you could cook, let alone bake.
Oh, okay. My fourth one was the peppermint nugget.
Yeah.
Peppermint nugget.
You never heard of it? It
comes those out little,
it's really good.
Those little things with the like tree in the middle?
Soft.
Yeah.
The soft nougat. Yeah, the soft nougat. Yeah.
And then the third one is capirotada.
Why is it peppermint? Why does Christmas have to be peppermint?
I mean, because that's the way it is.
You can eat peppermint all year round.
Yeah, but Christmas is different.
They don't come out only in Christmas.
Do you see people eating candy canes in August? No.
No. They're eating peppermint mints.
Dude, yeah. Candy canes are the best.
Especially like me, older folks. Peppermint. And my second one is buñuelos. Buñuelos.
I don't know what that is.
And my first one, you know that.
You don't have to repeat it. I know I missed it, but
my first one is
the listeners don't want to hear it again.
All right, oh, okay. All right, so your top three Christmas treats, dessert style.
I'm usually too full after dinner to eat dessert. But if I had to.
It doesn't have to be.
I got two.
Okay. It doesn't have to be necessarily after dinner. Like, just, you know, you're sitting around the house.
Yeah,
it's your day off. It's Christmas Eve. You want to kind of eat something sweet.
Your mom and a lot of people I know do a lot of toffee type stuff.
Yes.
So that would probably be number three at least.
Yeah. That was my number one.
Yeah. That was his number one.
Yeah.
Well,
very good.
I have multiples now. Like, I have like three or four people that make toffee stuff, and I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. My mom, of course, is going to make you.
Why can't you just do this all year round? Yeah. Like, why does it have to be Christmas?
Well, yeah, you as well, Adam. It's you both are included. My mom looks out for both of you guys. So yeah, you each will get your own toffee.
Yeah, if Rami doesn't eat it.
If I don't eat it first.
There's been a few years where Rami ate it, and she's like, "How'd you like the toffee this year?" And I'm like, "What toffee?" And she's like, "Rami."
That's true. All right, so toffee number three.
Number two, probably some kind of like chocolate mousse pie.
All right.
I don't get that a lot, but you seem to get it at holidays.
Yeah. Sure.
Either Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Sure. Absolutely.
Number one, I'm going to go with a nice sweet stout beer.
Oh, nice.
Of course. That's when I can drink them, right?
Sure.
It's fucking Texas. I can't drink that most of the year here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great choice. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I prefer peanut butter chocolate stout, but we all know those are hard to find.
Those are very hard to find. That tastes like peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. Yeah.
But, I mean, you can find a chocolate stout.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to pick a brand or whatever, but I used to like the Bothering Lager. But they don't do it anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
No. Damn it.
Yeah, Carbach needs to bring back their vice versa. That's very important. I don't know why they're not making it anymore. All right.
Ask InBev.
Yeah. All right, guys, that it? That's it. Okay. Cheers, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time with your family, your
Thanks
friends.
To you guys. Thanks to the podcast. Thanks to the listeners.
Thank Absolutely. You for everything.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook.
We're on Twitter. Yeah, those all three playing platforms.
Those are the most. You know.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. See you.
Peace. Bye.